Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Biden administration says it will soon be filing an application with the Supreme Court. As NPR's Corey Turner reports, it's hoping the court will preserve its embattled student loan debt forgiveness program.
With two decisions in two separate cases going against the Biden plan to cancel federal student loan debts, the administration says it will ask the Supreme Court to weigh in. That's according to a document filed with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which the administration is asking to stay a lower court ruling that would essentially dissolve the debt relief program entirely. If the Fifth Circuit refuses to grant that stay, the Biden legal team says it will seek relief from the Supreme Court. In the same filing, the administration says it will also ask the Supreme Court to override a separate decision by the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals that has also effectively shut down the president's debt relief plans. Corey Turner, NPR News.
Plans are underway for a new school in Uvalde, Texas, to replace Robb Elementary, where 19 children and two teachers were killed in May. Texas Public Radio's Camille Phillips reports the new school will be built 2 miles from Robb, closer to the district's other schools.
The new elementary school will be within walking distance of Uvalde High School and next door to Dalton Elementary, which serves the district's youngest learners. Lalo Diaz is co-chair of the Community Advisory Committee formed to develop plans for the new school. He says the absence of Robb Elementary will create a void that needs to be filled after the building is demolished.
The development of the Robb site needs to be thoughtful and include a wide range of stakeholders necessary to get this right. So what we mean by that is that something needs to happen there.
The new school will have an interior courtyard to create a protected outdoor space. Construction is expected to begin in June and be completed by October 2024. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.
Another difficult year for department stores. Macy's and Kohl's are both reporting a decline in sales as shoppers have become more choosy about clothing and other discretionary items. More from NPR's Alina Selyuk.
Kohl's in particular had a pretty grim quarter. The company says, quote, middle-income customers are buying less each trip and hunting for bargains. Unlike Macy's, Kohl's has struggled to sort through a glut of clothing inventory it's been facing all year. Macy's did also report a slowdown in shopping, but not for its more upscale Bloomingdale stores and the Blue Mercury beauty chain. This highlights this growing division in how inflation is affecting shoppers with higher versus lower incomes. Citing volatility, Kohl's actually withdrew its outlook for the year, while Macy's boosted its financial forecast. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 7 points. The Nasdaq closed down 38 points. You're listening to NPR. The Department of Justice says Oklahoma's sparse mental health care infrastructure could be illegal. Reporter Catherine Sweeney at member station KGOU says the department's investigating local leaders and law enforcement.
Justice officials say the state and city government, as well as the police department, are ill-equipped to address individual mental health crises reported in Oklahoma County. The investigation hinges on a shortage of community-based services, as well as a dearth of resources for mental health-related 911 calls. In a press release, the department said it will look at whether the state is failing to provide community-based mental health care to people in Oklahoma County, which then fuels unnecessary police contact and admission to psychiatric facilities. Justice Department officials will investigate whether the lack of community-based services and subsequent hospital admissions and police interactions violate residents' rights under the Americans with Disabilities Act, as well as protections authorized in the 1994 crime bill. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Sweeney in Oklahoma City.
WNBA star Brittany Griner has begun serving a 9-year sentence for drug possession at a Russian penal colony. That's according to statements from her lawyers and agent today. Griner's lawyers say they visited her last week at the penal colony in Mordovia, east of Moscow. They say Brittany, quote, is doing as well as could be expected and trying to stay strong as she adapts to a new environment. The Biden administration has been trying for months to negotiate the release of Griner, as well as another American jailed in Russia, Michigan corporate security executive Paul Whelan. Oil closed lower today, down $3.95 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.